What's up, Reality Checkers? Welcome back to Reality Checking. My name is Matthew Melendez. Of course, I'm joined with Michael Jenkin. Mike, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing a lot better than Ben McAdoo right now.
Oh, wow. I mean, I didn't think we were going to start off that salty, but I guess we got to go that way.
Too soon?
No, it's not definitely not too soon. I mean, they broke the news yesterday that he was about to be fired, today. So sure enough, Giants, breaking news, fire Ben McAdoo. They let him go. I mean, everyone saw this was going to happen. It should have happened, in my opinion, maybe a few weeks ago. Maybe could have avoided the Eli Manning drama and issue. But, I mean, what do you feel about that?
I mean, I feel like we're living in a weird world where somehow the Giants have turned into the Jets. Like, this seems like a story the Jets would have. And now the Giants, I mean, this season, I don't know whose season's worse right now, if the Giants or the Buccaneers. What's been more of a disappointment? But, I mean, the Giants are an absolute mess. And like you said, McAdoo should have been fired weeks ago. He's been terrible all year. This offense was supposed to be, top five in the league. And yes, I know they've had some injuries, but they've been miserable all year long, despite the injuries. And you're right. I mean, the whole Eli thing was just like, all right, we've gone too far. Like, we've got to do something here. Like, if we've gotten to this point, McAdoo's clearly lost his mind.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it seems like it was finally about to happen. It finally happened. But I don't know about you. If I was Ben McAdoo and I saw that breaking news that the Giants might be firing me the next day, I'd be calling some of the dumbest plays, flea flickers all day long, and, just ridiculous trick plays. Like, screw this. If I'm going out, I'm going out with a bang today.
Well, I mean, if you watched any of the Giants games this year, you could have said his stupid play calling was already underway. I mean, it was terrible play calls week in, week out.
Oh, man. I guess terrible play calls are something that we like to do in our bold predictions. Enough of the Giants. Let's talk about something worse. We started over with records. We still know, in our minds how bad we were in the past. Obviously, mine is a little bit more worse than yours. But I feel like, let's go ahead and start off with mine since I continue to lose. I got this week's wrong. I said, hey, Cardinals are going to beat the Rams. But sure enough, Rams came out ready to play as they always have been all season. Beat the Cardinals 32-16, but my only asterisk on this one is AP didn't play. If he would have played, it might have been a different game.
Well, I will give you that. He could have helped. That Rams defense is tough. He would have had a tough day. But, I mean, yeah, AP is there. You gotta give him some credit. I think that the Rams just seem like they have a special team this year. I don't know that it ends in like a title or anything. I just mean special as in like that team finds a way to win every week. And now you look at it, 9 wins. I'm so pumped as a Rams fan. Wow, yeah. First winning season in 14 years. I mean, I can't tell you. This is like best case scenario for me. Going into the season, I said, if in the best possible scenario, we win 10 games. And now looking, man, we have a shot for even more than 10 wins. So really excited and big credit to Sean McVay and Wade Phillips. Amazing turnaround after Jeff Fisher just threw this whole franchise into the dumpster. Yeah. So, Jeff Fisher, once again, I hate you. Thank you very much for being fired. Should have been sooner, speaking of. He should have been fired. If Ben McAdoo got fired that quickly, man, Fisher should have been fired a long time ago. A
few seasons ago. Yeah. But, I mean, let's be honest. I feel like Wade Phillips is the mad genius behind it all. What he's done to that defense and to how they've been playing. Yes, they were pretty good before, but the way they've been playing, I feel like this is all credit to him. And we've all seen what Wade Phillips has done to the teams that he's been on and, how he's ran things, And I think Sean McVay is just getting a little bit extra credit for some of this. No, not to discredit him, but I feel like Wade Phillips, if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't be as good right now.
I mean, I love Wade Phillips. So that was I was more excited about the Wade Phillips signing than I was the McVay signing when things first happened. But I have to give McVay credit, too. I mean, he turned us from the worst offense in the NFL to an elite offense now. So I think they both deserve credit because I don't think one would be successful without the other. They both needed to be good at their jobs. And so while I'm not going to – I won't discredit either. I think you're right when you say Wade Phillips has done great things. I agree. But I also think Sean McVay deserves equal credit. He's done a lot of great things there. And I'm just excited to see what the finish of this season looks like. It'd be weird to say the Rams are probably a playoff team. That's weird.
Definitely. But, I mean, enough of my pick. Let's go to your pick. And, you know, I love talking about your picks, especially when you get them wrong. And you got this one wrong. I mean, and the worst thing about it is you chose USC to lose. And, of course, I was rooting for you to get this one right because we both hate USC as the majority of the nation. But, you know, USC came out. They looked good. Sam Darnold looked really well out there. Threw for 325 yards, two touchdowns. I mean, come on. What happened?
Well, I mean, a heck of a game, honestly. This one was a really fun game. Ronald Jones' draft stock continues to climb, running all over the field against Stanford, which is tough to do. He looked phenomenal. And, you know, I said Sammy would choke when it mattered. And you know what? I was wrong. I'll admit it. He, you know, game's close in the fourth quarter, Stanford down three. USC comes up with this tremendous goal line stand, gets him, stops him at the one, and then Sam makes this amazing throw midfield from the 1 yard line. Turns into a 99-yard drive. They steal the game late. It was a fun one. You know, Trojans win 31-28. You know, we both don't like them, but they're a very good team. I hate saying that, but let's be honest. They're a very competitive team, ton of great athletes, and they cheat all the time. So, of course, they're good.
See, I had to make sure that one of us was going to say that because it was on the tip of my tongue, and if you weren't going to say that, I was going to drop that literally right after you stopped talking. You know, but
there's any compliment for USC, there's a backhandedness to it at all times.
There has to be, you know, and you're right. I'm not going to say they're a good team. Yes, they're competitive, and they scrap their wins, you know. And, hey, you know what? Credit to them. That was a good game they played, you know. They have a tough matchup coming ahead again with Ohio State, so that should be fun to watch. But, I mean,
two terrible teams. I hate – that game's probably going to be so good, but, man, are those hateable teams.
I agree. I think, again, a majority of the nation would have to agree with this. But I think let's talk about, you know, some more college football. Let's talk about the games that actually matter. And, of course, the top four teams, college football playoffs – about to be starting, man, I wish it'd be next week, but we got like a month away from that, so we have to be patient. But game one, Clemson, Alabama, I mean, we got to talk about this one first. Number one going against number four, it's going to be a great game, and it's to top it off, it's a part three, you know. I mean, people say sequels are not good, but this is the part three. The first two were great. Part three, what do you think about this one?
I think it's great to, you know, obviously the college football made this happen on purpose. They want storylines. So this is a terrific storyline, you know, the revenge game, so to speak, of but last two title games. Yeah. And now getting first round of the college playoffs this year. Going to be a heck of a game. Clemson's going to get dominated by Alabama, so we'll just put that on the calendar. I think it's a heck of a game. And like we said last week, I told you Bama was getting in despite losing, and here they are. And that's it. You know, I think Bama's still the best team in the nation. I really do, and I think they're going to beat Clemson in a close one. But I know I don't like saying it, but I'm also honest. I think it should be a fun one. But honestly, I'm really not as excited for this game. I'm more excited for Georgia, Oklahoma. I mean, I am super pumped for that game. I just think. I don't know how that plays out because you've got this dynamic Oklahoma offense, but then you have that stout Georgia defense. Man, I'm so pumped. I know you're pumped. Obviously, as a Georgia fan, you're through the roof with Kirby Smart bringing Georgia their first SEC title since 2005. I mean, tell me you're not excited about this game.
Well, I mean, obviously, I feel like this one is going to be an easy game, to be honest, as a Georgia fan. You know, I don't feel too scared of Baker Mayfield. I know that, you know, they got to watch the run overall because it seems like they run the ball a lot more than they do pass. You know, so I think it will be a challenge for that front line and the front seven to stand tall and make some big plays because we know their offense is going to be able to just smash the ball down their throat. Chubb's going to get the ball handed to him and just, you know, take them down the road. And so it's going to be fun to watch in that area. But I found a very more interesting stat that I think, you know, not too many people know, but I read this earlier that Oklahoma has played an SEC team 163 times, but this will be the first time ever that they played Georgia. So it'll be interesting to see their first time playing against each other is going to be in a playoff experience. Obviously, winner goes to the title game. So I think it's going to be fun to see. I feel like Georgia just has a little bit more than Oklahoma in this one. But, you know, again, I feel like Kirby's going to be the man, the game changer. He's been in playoff positions. He's been under Nick Saban and with Alabama, so I feel like he has that experience enough to say, you know what, let me take my team, let's go, let's play, let's win, you know. And Another cool stat, too. This is the first time these first, as head coaches, have had playoff experiences. So
yeah.
It'll be fun to see these two dudes go against each other and kind of see, you know, maybe they change things up, they stay to what's been working, but it'll be fun to watch.
I think that you make a great point with them not having the experience there, because this is where the elite coaches, you know, the Nick Sabans, the Urban Meyers of the world, where they get that extra time to prep for an opponent, and then how you see their game plan is meticulous, and they're just so ready and their teams are ready. So I'm interested because, like you said, they don't have the experience of this gap of time before you play someone in a college football playoff setting. So mm-hmm. I think you make a great point. We're going to see which coach is really more of an elite coach at this point, because mm-hmm. it's all about adjustments and prepping your team, and they have weeks to prepare. So I think that if this is a points race, Georgia loses. I think if both teams get over 30, I don't see Georgia winning. I think that Georgia needs to keep the score down, and that's why I'm so excited, because – man, Oklahoma can put the points up, but I love what Georgia does defensively, and it's going to be hard to stop Baker. He throws for 350 minimum every game. Yep. He's phenomenal on the field, whether you like him or not, which most people don't, fairly enough. But on the field at the college level, he's fun to watch, and that's where Georgia's got to help limit his big plays. They have to find a way to put pressure on him every snap and not allow him to roll out of the pocket and then, you know, make a big pass and then run up and down the field, honking his arms up and down, tapping his crotch, you know, doing all these unnecessary things. I think I'd love to see the sad Baker Mayfield on the side, more like Jay Cutler looking.
Oh, man. I mean, obviously, as a Georgia fan, I'd love to see that as well. But, you know, I think it's going to be a great game overall for both sides of the field. But I still think, and I know a lot of people are on this side too with me, I know you're not, but I still think Alabama shouldn't have got in. You know, I mean, I feel like, you know, I think, like you said, you know, college football and the committee came together and said, financially, if we see a three-peat with Clemson and Alabama, financially be more of a gain over, you know, Ohio State and Clemson. But I feel like Alabama shouldn't be there, you know?
Really?
And I just...
So you think Ohio State should be in over Bama?
I feel like it, yes, you know, and I will be a part of that whole, you know, you win your title, you're in type of deal, you know, and whatnot. That's just in my opinion, but I just feel like that's the way it should be, you know? I mean, it might even get to that point then where we say, college football, what's going on? We need to expand some things here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I disagree with you. I don't believe that Ohio State should be in, and you can't lose by 30 to Iowa, whether you want to claim that Iowa's a good team or not. You can look at the record and understand that they're not that good.
Iowa like in the first college week of football for a bold prediction to win a game, and you got that one wrong? I mean, I just feel like memory serves me correct.
I picked against them. I picked Wyoming to beat them.
Okay, so you knew Iowa was good back then.
Wyoming and Ohio State, two very different levels.
Oh, okay.
You can't lose by 30 to them, have two losses, which Bama only had one to a top, they lost to number two at the time. And on top of that, remember, they almost lost to Penn State before having that great comeback. So Ohio State just didn't have enough of a resume to be there to have a real complaint, honestly, my opinion. That it wasn't enough. Alabama is the better team. They deserve to be there. I mean, come on. That's the first time Bama lost by double digits in a decade. That's crazy.
Well, that'd be nice to have soft schedules, though. I mean, they favored them in so many ways.
Sure, you're right. And I hate that the SEC especially puts those powder puff games in late November when you know you should be playing better teams. And it's like, if you're going to play the powder puff, put them early. Nobody wants to see you playing that team a week before your bowl title game. Like, I need you to face good competition down the stretch. But the bigger thing is, you're right. We do need to get to 8 soon. Yes. And because it gets rid of all this complaint. And don't get me wrong, team number 9 is going to complain, but we deserve to be there. Of course, it's always going to be those people. Yeah. But with going to 8, you give all the major 5 conference winners and 3 at-large bids. I mean, come on. It makes too much sense. And the fact is, it makes more money from the bowl games.
Oh,
all you do, you restructure the bowl games further back 4 more. Now, instead of the holiday 6, now you're out to holiday 8. 2 bowls become bigger bowls. And you create it that way. There's so much extra money to be made and excitement if you go to 8. We're going to get there. It's just a matter of when, not if.
Maybe play those games like on Christmas Eve, you know, type of like a special type of event. You know, I mean, we know NBA dominates Christmas Day, and you know, and that's their thing, you know. And so I think, you know, hey, why not do a Christmas Eve special edition? You know, like play a couple games right there. Those teams go into the top Final Four, you know, and move on forward. But I think that it's only right because, you know, I mean, hey, we got to look at Auburn as well. You know, look what they did. You know, yeah. Like they beat two ranked, top ranked teams, number one, Alabama and Georgia. You know, I feel like they should be also in this mix of playoff teams. And, you know, it just, I feel like they're deserving of it. So
I think there's definitely this year, there's a few teams. I think yeah. Ohio State is a very good school. I think USD could give a lot of teams yeah. trouble. Oh, I think man. That, tell me it wouldn't be great for UCF to be this ultimate underdog over wow. there. Chance to go play, like, that would be so exciting.
I mean, not only for fans, but just for that institution itself, you know, like yeah, just to be able to put that in their name and their history. And, you know, maybe more guys will say, you know, I want to go play over there. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, they need to spread the money around over just a bunch of SEC teams, maybe a couple Pac-12 teams, you know, some big yeah. It's just, let's spread the love all around.
And it creates a greater parity in the sport, which we all want. We all want every team to have a chance to win for the most part. You know what I mean? You want everyone to have a chance to beat everyone. You don't want just, all right, these three teams are clearly better than everybody. You want, hey, 1 through 10, man, those guys could win any game.
Yeah. So, I agree. I mean, we all want it, and I think we should get it. And another thing that we all want is jump over next to the Bay Side Piece Friend Zone. I mean, all the fans ask for it. They talk about it. I'm ready for this, you know, and I think we got to do a college football edition this week since it's only right we've been talking about them. We got a good crew coming up right now. Are you ready for this?
Oh, man, I'm so pumped.
All right, let's go. I got three names for you. You tell me Bay, Side Piece, or Friend Zone. Number right. one, Nick Saban. Number two, Dabo Sweeney. And number three, Kirby Smart.
Wow. Man, those are some great names.
Yes.
Gosh, you put me in a tough spot with this one.
There's some good dudes here. You got some good decorations. And
I'm so torn on where I want to go with this, honestly. All right. I think I have to go. I'm going to go Dabo Sweeney in the Friend Zone.
Whoa, okay.
And the reason why is that I just really like that guy as a person. You know, don't get me wrong, phenomenal coach. He's now a national title coach. I love what he's doing at Clemson. I love his personality. And I just think we'd really hit it off. I don't know. I just don't know that I want him to be my guy for the long term. Yeah. So I think it's best, like, hey, we can always be friends, Dabo. We'll always be cool. You and I, man, buddies for life.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep him my friend zone because I think I want him around at all times. I don't want it to go bad and we can't be friends anymore. So you know what? We're better as friends, Dabo. I like you. I mean that in a nice way. You know, then I got to take, you know, Side Piece. This is an easy one for me. Kirby Smart, young, exciting.
Wow.
Everybody's eyeballing him like, man, I am too. Like, hey, yo, Kirby, what's up? You look good over there.
Uh-huh.
So I'm really excited. But, you know, the resume doesn't speak enough to me. Like, hey, I'm not putting a ring on that, though. I mean, you got to get one before I can put one on your hand.
Oh, dang.
So, you know, he may be. But right now, that's Side Piece for me because there's just not enough accomplished there for me to want to just put down Bay status. And so, you know, how could I not pick Nick Saban as Bay?
Wow.
Yes, he has a punch me face, but you know what? It's also a lovable face, and he's a winner. And you know what? You know what trumps a punch me face? Winning, and he's a winner, and I like him. And Nick Saban, while we all agree, I don't like Bama, but I respect what Nick Saban has done, and he has created this amazing success rate, and he's a phenomenal coach. And I like winners. And you know what? If you ain't first, you're last. Bay all day with Nick Saban.
Man, see, this is where I'm going to have to come at you with this one real quick because, you know, you call him a punch-me face, but winning trumps it. You know, I feel like Pete Carroll, who your ultimate punch-me face is kind of a winner. So, I mean, I just don't understand your...
This episode, if you're going to come at me like that,
you know, I'm just, you know...
Bring up Carroll in that same instance and try to get away with it. Take it back.
I'm just trying to get some clarification for the fans out there because, you know, I know they're thinking this, you know, because that thought first came to my mind, you know, so.
He's a loser and a cheater. He cheated his whole life. He cheated with the Seahawks. He cheated with the Patriots. He cheated with USC. Pete Carroll, you're a cheater.
Wow. Well, you know what? All right, so I'm going to have to go with this one. Here we go. So, of course, you know me, I'm very harsh. I'm about to throw some salt right now. And I'm going instantly, Nick Saban, not the friend zone. I'm putting him in the punch me face because, dude, I can't stand seeing that smirk. It's not even a smile. It's a smirk this dude makes when they score a touchdown. Like, Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know,
feels good about himself.
Like, oh, I just want to punch him every time, you know. And the times I'd see him score against Georgia, I just wanted to double punch him like a 1-2 as he's on his way down. You know, so I think majority of the nation, and I want to say worldwide even, is going to be in agreement with these. He's the punch me face, though. Now, I can't even be friends with that dude because I know every time I see him, I'm going to want to hit him. So I'm going to have to put him in the punch me face zone. I'm sorry. That's just what I'm going to do. Kirby Smart, he's going in inside piece, you know, and I'm going to tell you why. Like, you know, I can't sometimes if Georgia loses, I'm going to feel like I'm going to be too angry at him. And I don't want to be at home and having arguments with him saying, You made my team lose, man. You know, like, what's up? So I can just take it out on him overnight and say, you know what? Go win, and I'll see you after you win next time. You know? So he's going to have to be side piece zone. He has the looks. He's good on the field. So we're going to leave him there. And, of course, Bay all day for me. I'm going Sweeney. I mean, this dude has the looks, his part and his hair, the way he handles himself in post-conference, in his post-conference talk, whatever it may be called. Like, this dude is just straight home Southern boy. He's gonna treat me good. He's gonna go out there, win some games, have a good time, but he's not gonna bring any of those losses home. He's just gonna leave it at the door and say, hey, how was your day? That's why he's my bae.
Wow. Well, I told you I love Dabo, so I mean that you probably have the greater love there. You know, Saban and I we probably have a relationship that fools everybody publicly and we hate each other privately.
Exactly. Once we leave the doors, you're like, hey, honey, hold my hand. Let's go walk. We're so good.
Yeah, with Dabo, like, we'll do that. Like, I actually love each other. With Saban, we'll hate each other. So you're probably right. I'd probably give you this round, honestly.
Oh, thank you. I'll take that. And I think a lot of the fans out there, too, might as well. But I think it's time that we start talking about the football players that can legally get paid to play. And let's talk about the NFL. You know, I mean, okay. Yeah.
I didn't know. Like where the legal, it's all blurry between college money and pro money. There's a lot of money going around, but I guess those guys have W-2s, so that makes a little more sense.
Legally, exactly. You got to claim. That's at the end of the day, that's what matters. So, hey, I got to start this off, of course, with my boys, the San Francisco 49ers. Don't roll those eyes. You're going to get slapped, okay? Goodness. They got their second win, of course, with the new star of Jimmy G. I mean, this is the future right here. You know, I've been hoping for this. I didn't think they'd actually keep him around as a starter. I felt like it was going to be more of a trade piece, you know, into the, you know, later on. But I feel like they're going to stay strong with him, and I feel like he's going to take us to at least, I don't want to say the promised land, but I feel like he's going to help us win a lot more going forward.
Well, I mean, I got a question for you, though. Should we really be praising Jimmy G, or should we be praising Robbie Gould? I mean, you won 15-14. Robbie Gould kicked all 5 field goals. Maybe instead of taking you to the promised land, maybe you should ask Jimmy G to take you to the end zone.
T-E-A-M. That's how you spell team. I don't hear an I in there. So it's a team sport, okay? Robbie Gould did his job like he's paid to do, you know, and Jimmy G got him in that vicinity to be able to kick that field goal, okay? So Robbie Gould didn't take it all the way from the 20-yard line to the other 20 or the other 30. Jimmy G and the Niners offense did, okay? So calm down with that one.
I found your I, though. It's going to be an INT.
Yeah, he threw one INT, okay?
Just making sure you know there's an I in that.
You know, he did throw an INT, but he did not throw a touchdown. So don't get me wrong. I'm not getting excited here and, you know, thinking that this is going to be it. You know, like I said, he's not going to take us to the promised land just yet. We have a lot of money going forward next year, so they could make some big noise. But again, it's very still early to talk. We still got to play against the Rams next year and the Seahawks, so it's not like we have an easy, you know, division. So I don't want to get too excited just yet. But, you know, it was good to start to see him go out there, get a win. Yes, it was against the sucky Bears, but I'll take a victory. It's number 2, okay?
Hey, I'm just messing with you. I think it's got to be exciting to see Jimmy G out there and then him get a win in his debut. And, you know, while I'm not a Niners fan, obviously for many reasons on the NFC West, and I got to make sure my team's better than yours, but I'm excited to see that you guys are competitive this year. You know, you're still not winning games, but from leaps and bounds from last year you were a big joke. This year you're far more competitive, and if Jimmy G's remotely good at quarterback, you're going to be even better next year, which means, hey, you guys are figuring things out, and you're going to be back into contention here soon enough.
You know, and it's, man, I feel like we're right there, especially with all that money coming around next year. I feel like it could be very close. But, you know, like I said, it just the teams in our division, I feel like, are really too good. I mean, this could end up being next year the best division in all of football. I mean, if you think about it, we got the Cardinals who, yeah. you know, hey, they might be able to bring Carson Palmer back and look really well. You know, obviously we know the Seahawks are always going to be the Seahawks, even without a solid defense. And the Rams, they're not going nowhere for the least next 2 to 3 years if Todd Gurley doesn't get injured or Goff get injured. You know, so yeah. I'm going to throw that out there now. One of them might get injured. Anyhow.
Todd Gurley went to Georgia. Don't forget. Don't wish bad on yourself there.
I would never wish bad on him. But I'm just saying the Rams in general, you know, I wouldn't hurt to see. Sure. But whatever. But let's be honest, though. You know, if we're talking about teams in our division being good right now, you got the Rams obviously being really well. I think it's time we talk about a team they might even face in the playoffs if things look good. The Packers. Who would have thought?
Whoa,
the Packers. Yeah, I said it. The Packers. I'm going there. I'm going crazy. But surprise, the Packers, 6-6, they might have a shot at making the playoffs.
I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, who would have thought Packers winning a game with Brett Hundley as their starter? But, man, I know it was against the disaster of a team, the Buccaneers. I mean, like I mentioned earlier in the episode, that team has completely fallen on its face. Mainly Jameis Winston and his pep talks, I'm guessing. Eat that L, buddy. I just think that, man, this is a huge win. If you're a Packers fan, you have to be so excited. Now you're 6-6. The Lions lose again. So that puts you in a place where you get to face the Browns next week, and then you could get Aaron Rodgers back the following week with 3 weeks to go and have a chance at the playoffs. You have to be through the roof if you're a Packers fan thinking, wow, I didn't think I had any shot at this a couple weeks ago.
Of course not. You know, I mean, when you see that Aaron Rodgers go down, you instantly think Packers done for. They're not making the playoffs. You know, Rodgers possibly done for season. You know, nobody really fully thought that when Rodgers went down that he was going to be back anywhere to make a difference for them to make the playoffs. So to see him possibly coming back next week might be huge. But you got to look at it. After the Browns, they got a tough matchup going against them. They have the Panthers, they got the Vikings, and they got the Lions. So they got, out of their three of their four teams, they got playoff teams. They, you know, we know Vikings are no pushovers. They're looking like a legit team this year, if not the best team, right behind the Patriots, you know. And the Lions, of course, that'll be a tough one. Division, they both want to make the playoffs. And of course, Panthers, they're still trying to fight to make sure they make it in. They got Cam Newton. So the Packers don't have an easy road ahead of them, but with Rodgers coming back, wow, it might be a different ball game.
It definitely will be, and we'll see. Though the Vikings took Rodgers out last time, I mean, they may take him out again. Man. So I caused that one last time when I beat him.
Dude, could you imagine he comes back in that game? He plays the Vikings. He gets injured again.
First, they just take him down.
Oh my gosh, that would suck. But I mean, let's talk. I said suck. We got to talk suck. The Kansas City Chiefs, man. Oh, I mean, dude, I have to talk about this because
you try coming at me all the time.
I'm sorry, I have to. People were getting on you. You know what? No. Calm down with that one, okay? Because even Twitterland was even calling you out and saying Alex Smith was elite. You know, yeah. And what's going on now? What's that record again? The last what, 6-7 games?
1-6. That's one. Yeah, it's gone really poorly. And
how'd they do this week?
Yeah, they lost to the Jets. Yeah, so,
a possible lottery pick team now. Wow.
It's kind of hard with Blake Bortles having more rushing touchdowns than Kareem Hunt the last month and a half. So things have gotten really weird in Kansas City. I think they forgot that they were a running team, and now things are terrible. I mean, the AFC West, that's the best way to describe that division. Yeah. Now you're looking at a three-way tie atop Chargers. Yeah. I can't even say this without laughing. Chargers, Raiders, and Chiefs. This division's terrible. I don't know who's going to win it, but somebody has to. Anybody's game, I guess I'll take the Chargers, and even though they can't kick a field goal, maybe that team wins the division. But you're right. The Chiefs are lost. I don't know. I mean, Alex Smith may not even finish the season as a starter if they lose a couple more games. Wow. I mean,
he might get Eli Manning'd.
He might get it, honestly. I mean, he was great yesterday. Don't get me wrong, but winning games is what matters, and even though he's looked great, I can see if they drop the next couple, you can see Mahomes coming in and seeing if they want to go and do new things. So the Chiefs, it's completely gone sideways on them, and it's I don't even know what to say. There's nowhere to even to begin. It's all falling apart. Defensively, offensively, it's just, I don't know.
I mean, you called the whole AP trade going down and he'd be gone, and, you know, you got that one legit. And now you're saying Alex Smith, you know, might be sacked in the starting position. So in a few weeks, guys, you heard it here first. If Alex Smith gets that sack, guess best believe we're going to be hyping up that Michael Jenkins called it first on Reality Checking. So, wow.
We'll see. You know, I can't get them all right, but it'd be nice to pull that one off.
Clearly you can't, because we've seen your bold predictions. But anyhow, I think...
the windless wonder.
That is right. Okay, I haven't won one, all right?
Name for bold predictions, the windless wonder.
I'm going to get one right this week, okay? So before we get to that, let's jump into Would You Rather, okay? This is like the second favorite segment that we have on the show. I mean, people love it. We run polls with it. People get voting, and it's just a lot of excitement. We get some nice debates with it, so I think it's time that we jump to that. And I want you to go first, because I feel like mine is funny, and I feel like we should end it on a laugh, because yours sometimes are a little
that's fine.
You know,
that's, so you're a hater. I mean, I will give you, your would you rather questions are better than mine, but my bold predictions are better than yours.
Wow. So, okay, all right,
if we're calling it, if we're keeping it real, that's fair enough.
Nuts. All right, let's go.
That's would you rather for you, though. Are you ready?
Please give it to me.
This is we had a lot of football talk, and this question came up in my mind earlier before we started talking. So, would you rather be a run first or a pass first team?
Oh, interesting. I like this one. This is a cool one. I never even thought about this one before.
Yeah, it really, I really was like, oh, he's going to love this question when you're talking about Georgia versus Oklahoma, running versus team.
Man, you know, I'm going to have to go with the run first. You know, I mean, I feel like running gets the job done. You know, I feel like you can, you know, with the run game so strong, you kind of, I don't want to say get any quarterback, but you can get a decent quarterback that can throw the ball to be in the, sitting in the pocket to do some damage, you know. So I feel like run first, we'll get the job done. We've seen it before, you know. I feel like Adrian Peterson is a great example, you know, on the teams that he's been on. I don't want to say the Vikings have always been good, but I feel like when he was in his prime, when he was breaking those records, like, they were doing decent enough work, you know. So I feel like running backs can do it all. They can get you about a good 3 to 4 yards. And, hey, three downs, all you need to get 3 to 4 yards, you're first down.
Is this like 2008 or something? I feel like we've talked about Adrian Peterson way too much in one episode. I mean, this is, your love for AP is out of control. You found a way three separate times to bring this man up in one episode.
Hey, man, okay, he's a good guy, all right? He was a good running back before he got all that issues.
I think we found your actual bae. It's AP.
AP, hit me up, man.
I think if we're talking Madden, oh, run first, baby. That's my game.
Of course. No, even though last time we played Madden, I smashed you a bunch of times. Yeah,
you did. I'll give you that. You gave me the business, and that's because you own the game and I didn't. So that's fair.
There's the excuses.
At Madden style, I'm a run first team and I'll run it down your throat. But real life, oh man, it's all about the passing attack. That's how I fell in love with football. The greatest show on turf, flinging the rock, throwing it all over the field. You can't stop me. That's why I love what Drew Brees was all about with the Saints most of his career. I'm all about flinging the rock, baby. I want to see guys getting out there, tossing it, throwing it around, getting everybody involved. And that's why I got to go pass first. And I just think that if you got a guy that can throw the ball all over the field, you have a chance to win every game. That's why we talked about Aaron Rodgers earlier. Man, he makes up for so much of that they lack over in Green Bay, because he's a terrific passer and can get the ball around. So I know that's a high-end pick of highlighting it, but I think if you can pass the ball, you can run the ball, because you can't. The defense doesn't know who to line up against. You just can't deny anybody. So I'm going the other way. Pass first. I'm really interested, though, because I think this is a real big debate between fans. Because I see people on both sides of the fence all the time, and I'm not mad at the people who say run first. I just think we're in a passing league now, so you need to be a pass-first team.
I know we're going to get those, you know, oh, look at Tom Brady, look at Rodgers, you know, and all these, you know, legit quarterbacks that throw the ball that don't really have a lot of good running backs in their history that, you know, have still won titles and, you know, won a lot of games. So I know we're going to get those clowns out there to say something stupid.
Just wait for the Vikings fans to come screaming, "It's defense wins championships." You know someone's saying it. That's
I love it.
You're going to get some of the nonsense with it, but I think it'll be a really good debate. I don't know who wins, either run first or pass first, but I got to tell you, you know who is going to win, though? Me, sir, my bold prediction. I got a good one, and I am guaranteeing a win.
Well, can I first give my would you rather, or should we just jump to bold predictions? I mean...
I got amped up. I apologize. I was so ready to go. I was looking at my bold prediction like, man, I'm gonna get a good one. I apologize, sir. The floor is yours. I would love to hear your would you rather. I apologize.
No, I feel like I don't even want to talk anymore.
I know, I'm sorry. I just stole the sauce from you.
Can I just unhook the mic now and leave? I mean...
No, Michael Jenkin here. I'll be finishing out reality episode. I've stepped over the lines here. I've cut my man off, and I've taken away his skill. So I apologize.
Give me a minute. Give me a minute.
Bring it back together, Maddie. You can do this.
Dude,
I'm sorry.
I mean, I know you think I'm a hater and all, but for you to try to skip my would you rather like that, I mean, I got a fan pleasing one, and these are going to be for the fans, this one right here. All right? So you don't even know what I'm about to bring your way, okay?
It's going to be great, and I'm sorry I tried to skip right past.
So rude. All right? So rude. That's what you are today. You're rude.
I am.
Here we go. I got one for you. And this is just in general. I'm going basketball, all right? So. Would you rather, this is funny too, okay? Because you got to really think about this one. Because you look stupid either way. So, would you rather get dunked on by Shaq or crossed up by Allen Iverson?
Oh my gosh.
So, you're either going to be on a poster or you're falling on your back being crossed up by AI. You either get the balls in the face.
that's what I'm thinking right there. Like, which one's worse? I'd rather be dunked on by Shaq. Just because he was so dominant, like I'd be among many people that it's happened to, and you just couldn't stop the man. So while I don't want his nuts on my shoulder, it probably happens. It's quick, it's brief. But I'm telling you, my ego hurting is a lot. It'll heal a lot faster than my ankle will if Iverson would literally break mine. I would literally have to be carried off the floor because he would physically break it. So I'd rather my ego hurt than my ankle be broken.
And I'm going to have to agree with you on this one, even though I don't like having junk in my face being dunked on. Man, okay, I'm trying to make an appearance right now, right? No one can know that. Come on. You know, but it would be great to sit down with the grandchildren and a bunch of long years ahead and be like, you know what? I got dunked on by Shaq once. The nuts were in my face. But you know what? That was me. Look at that poster right there, guys. That's your granddaddy. You know what I mean? Like, that's a good...
And then hopefully one of your grandkids screams, you like that!
Oh, if they ever screamed that, I'd smack them and say, get out of my house right now.
The appropriate response I was hoping for.
But, you know, I mean, I think this is why I feel like this is a fans voting because, you know, a lot of Shaq fans were like, I'd love to be dunked on by Shaq just to see what it was like, you know. But a lot of AI fans also be like, man, to be crossed up by AI would be kind of special. So I feel like this is going to be a fun poll when we run this because it'll be interesting to see what people say.
I completely agree. That's a fun one. I'm excited to see how it goes.
And we also can say, if you like getting dunked on, you like the balls in the face. So, you know, that's just clear.
You might be selling Iverson a lot more, though.
All right, bold predictions. Let's get to it. I know you've been excited. I mean, let me go first because you were so pumped up. You said you got the best one ever, you know.
I
so
the best one ever. I said I had a good one. You did get a little dramatic there.
We're about to skip my would you rather just to get to it. So it better be the... best one ever, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to come up with a new one real fast. Then. Go ahead, take your time.
All right, so my bold prediction is I haven't got any right since we've been keeping record. I'm 0-2. I'm hoping to bounce back, close the gap between you and I. Here we go. I'm taking the Falcons to beat the Saints and to, you know, just to make something different. You know, they're in the division. I feel like it's going to happen. The Falcons haven't been playing too good. They only put up 9 points. This week. Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like this is a decent bold prediction. I know it's not my boldest, but I feel like with the way the Saints have been looking, 9 in the last 10 they've won, except for the one against a really good team, the Rams. So, I feel like this is a decent bold prediction.
I think it's a decent one. I think you said it, you were honest about it. It's not your boldest prediction, but I think that it's a good one on it. Like you said, you can't deny how great the Saints have looked, and then they just beat up on the Panthers yesterday. So, yeah. I mean, they bounced back from that loss that they had, and like you said, they won 9-10. So this is a terrible matchup for the Falcons coming off that tough loss to the Vikings, and they need this win. So you've picked them at the right time, I think. You're going to get the best effort you can from them, and I think you might get this one right, honestly.
Whew, wow. Oh, I need this. I need a victory.
Well, I mean, we talked about – it's funny because my bold prediction involves the NFC South as well, and we've already mentioned the other two teams. I'm actually going to go with a surprise pick. I'm taking the Panthers to beat the Vikings at home. I think that this is going to be an ugly, nasty game, and I think, you know, like a 17-14 Carolina win, something like that. I'm taking Carolina to win an ugly one in a game that they really want to win bad, too, to keep the distance between the Falcons and them.
And see, I'm in such a tough position in this one because I want you to get it wrong so I can close the gap between us and tie it up. But at the same time, I want Cam to win because he's on my fantasy team. But I hate seeing him dance and celebrate and do the Superman. So it's like, I'm so torn. What do I do? What do I want here?
Fantasy football is the worst.
Gosh dang. Like, I want Cam to put a bunch of points up fantasy-wise, but I want him to lose every single game. Like, I just can't stand Cam.
I'm in the same boat. I have Russell Wilson. So I'm like, hey, Russ, can you give me 25 and lose?
I mean, right? In an ideal world, can we just have what we want?
That's what I'm saying. Come on, fantasy football world. Help out.
But, I mean, man, to see Cam Newton take it down and beat the Vikings.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
I know that I mean,
that
I
defense, think man, we know how that defense is. We've talked about them, and I mean, a good amount of episodes and how good they are and how that's good they're league. Looking. So, I mean, wow, that'll be interesting.
Held the Falcons to 9 points. So, gosh, I mean, this Vikings defense is crazy good. And I just think that the Panthers find a way to win an ugly one.
Oh, gosh. I don't know how I'm going to feel about this one. It might take me a few days to swallow this pill and might support you on this call. So.
Well, I see mutual. We can be nice. Yeah. Look at this mutual. I'm rooting for you. You're rooting for me. Look at this harmony.
Oh, my gosh. We did meet on EatHarmony, so, I mean.
That's true. I mean, we are a match.
It was the first state made in heaven, so.
I'm just saying. This feels like we're getting back to a good place. Maybe we can be Bay all day.
I mean, obviously that, and maybe EatHarmony might do, you know, a special segment on us one day. Just, you know. Jeez, come on, guys. Let's keep it to us. But that's going to be it today, man. I mean, I know we can talk about all day about our love life, which we have before. But anyhow, man, what a...
It has to end at some point.
It has to end. Sorry. The show, not us. Yeah, no.
No, that goes forever. Yes. That's a great show, too. This Is Us.
I knew you were going to talk about that show.
I'm telling everybody about it. This Is Us. Phenomenal.
I hope some people want to go get that air fryer last week, like, you know, Target.com. Hey, again, hey. Shout out to Target.
Dash air fryer, 1.2 liter. Phenomenal. Yeah. If you're on the fence about it, great Christmas gift.
Sponsored by Target. You know, I mean, hey, listen,
we
got to drop.
Get sponsored after this episode. We're throwing enough things out. Their product placement is on point.
I mean, we talk about them a lot. So, I mean, I feel like they need to start hitting us up and paying us just a little. Even a gift card. I'll take a gift card.
It's a give and take. Come on, Target.
Target, listen to us, please, okay? Send us a gift card. We'll hype you up some more. I'll even post on some of their stuff. On sale, guys. Here, check out their new ad.
I mean, it feels like it. That's more than fair enough.
I mean, it's only fair just to make up for your bad bold predictions, you know, and talking about the Vikings. And
don't worry, Winless Wonder. One day you'll get in the win column, just not soon. Don't worry.
You know, you only got one, okay, so take it easy. Don't act like you got a lot already. You're 1-1.
I got number 2 in my back pocket.
You're 500 ball. That's embarrassing.
You're 0 ball.
But I got 2 for you.
Ball. You're Lonzo Ball.
Oh, you had to find a way to bang on them.
Zoe 2, out.
Drop the mic just like that, guys. But that's going to be it today. Oh, my goodness. A fun episode, man. I love this. I wish we can continue on and on and on and on every day with this. But, I mean, go ahead, man. Tell them goodbye. Give them some love.
Guys, just keep doing what we're doing. You guys have been phenomenal on Twitter. We had such a great interaction this week, especially with all our other podcast groups that we chat with. And you guys have been hitting us up a bunch, and thank you for all the requests and things that you want us to talk about. And, you know, just keep checking in. We're Fantasyland Fridays continually grow. We got some great segments coming up, and you guys have been giving us some teams that you want us to hit up, and we are more than ready to bang on them. So check out this episode. Check out Fantasyland Friday, and just keep hitting us up, guys. It's been great.
Yep, he said it all. That's going to be it today, guys. I'm Matthew Melendez. That's Michael Jenkins. And y'all just got reality checked.
Deuces.